My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Is this It Seems to Hang On?
I think so. Is
it daylight? Funky Football Friday here in the Loop as I try and figure out. I'm always just playing a game with Fig at this point.
Yeah.
Trying to guess the song.
That tune.
Yeah, name that tune. That's a fun little addition on our question of the day segment here.
I feel horrible that I don't know that. Usually Friday is my wheelhouse, man.
It's funny. I got a whole rotator. I'm taking you behind the curtain now. Yeah. I got a whole rotator full of music like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in there during 2020. So we was broadcasting from home, and I'm like, we got to get the vibes up, man. COVID and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
check your email, by the way.
Okay.
Check your email.
Okay, you got a check coming or something?
Yeah, it's important. It's an important email.
Very nice. It seems to hang on Ashford and Simpson.
Okay.
Count it. Love to see it. Question of the day. What is the football game that you'll never forget?
This is a question I want you guys to think about. It doesn't necessarily have to be the best game you ever saw or the most important game. It's more the most important game you ever saw. The one that you will never, ever, ever forget. You were there. It's football.
Or maybe you were just watching.
Or maybe you're just watching. But
the NFL, college football.
NFL or college. What's the one game?
If you're really feeling it that way, maybe high school football, depending on what it was.
Maybe.
Shout out to the high school football.
Don't give us no high school football stuff, man.
Hey, you never know.
Unless it was like a legendary player.
Yeah, sometimes the playoff games be
on
another
level. Hey, it's all personal. It could be 713-572-4610.
That's the Ohio and Fiji.
They don't know anything about that.
Now we're going to get some all the time when I made the last shot.
No.
We don't need your Al Bundy stories.
No,
man.
We don't. I'm glad you said that.
if you talk about, when I saw TJ Ford or something like that playing, or Chris Bosh or something like that, then cool.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm talking about that you, as a fan.
Sure.
You
back know, in 1968 when I ran the ball in the end zone.
We had three catches for 45 yards.
We don't have any time for that. That's why we pose the question as a fan, what's the one football game you'll never forget ever? And let me start it to kind of give you a template of what we're looking for here. Because mine is not like whatever, you know, the...
It doesn't have a nickname?
Aggies doing this. It doesn't have a nickname.
Okay.
Like just the game you will never, ever forget. So November 24th, 2012. I looked it up. Okay. Last game of the regular season, Texas A&M against Missouri. Okay. My daughter was a sophomore at Texas A&M.
Okay.
She texted me and she said, hey, will you be my date for the Aggie game?
Oh, that's adorable.
Yes. And so she was a sophomore, so she didn't have great tickets. We were on the third deck. You know, it was Johnny Manziel against Missouri, and I'm up there with the students, me and my daughter with the students,
yeah,
watching the Aggie game. Manziel, I think, threw for 400 yards. They beat him 59 to something. It wasn't a great game, but it is a game I will never, ever forget for that reason, and lock up the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
So that locked up the Heisman for Johnny Football. So that's kind of what we're looking for.
Okay.
You know, and it could be a great game. Maybe for you it is. What's the one game that you will never, ever forget?
I'm going to be a real basic, you know what, with this answer. And shout out to the multiple people on the text line, 832-936. I know I've seen some other people come up with this game. Just a little bit of history for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I did move out of Houston as a youth, we ended up moving to the Austin area. And so I was there when it came to high school. I went to Round Rock Stony Point, if you're familiar, right? If you keep up with the high school football championships and stuff, especially in the kind of the teens in that area, school did a little bit of something. not much, but a little bit. And so I was in that area when the 2005 Rose Bowl came through.
Oh, okay.
And Vince, speaking of Heisman trophies, Vince Young went and repossessed that one, right? Like that was one of those. That was the year that was that Reggie's year. Was that Reggie Bush with that one? And you look at that Rose Bowl and you go, oh, okay, so that guy's the Heisman then? Mm-hmm. No. The running back on the other team. No. The dude who looked like he was floating and he looked like he walked into the end zone in the highest pressure situation at the end of the game with the two best teams meeting up at the end of the year. And by the way, the two best teams all year long, right? Like they were 1-2 for pretty much the entirety of the season that year. It's like, no, it's the other guy, the running back. And I was like, no, Vince Young. The dude wearing number 10 for Texas. That's the Heisman, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was the type of game that it was. And it was great both ways, obviously. But, yeah, I will never forget the image of seeing Vince Young running, but looking like he's just gliding.
Well, he was on his tippy toes.
I don't know if he was touching the ground. He looked like he was floating across the field.
And don't forget the year before against Michigan, who they play on Saturday, tomorrow. Similar performance. I think that was the one that really put VY on everyone's radar against Michigan and also in the Rose Bowl. Figgy, the one game. Doesn't have to be. It's up to you.
Back when I played in high school.
Oh, get the hell out.
All right. Okay. What did you play in high school, by the way?
I ain't played nothing. I was playing in the streets. That's what I was doing. No, but honestly, this was recent, man. The last time they played at NRG, that playoff game against the Browns.
Okay.
To me, I know a lot of people, whenever we talk about the greatest games in Texans history, the most memorable games, a lot of people bring up the J.J. Watt, the interception against the Bengals, the pick six. But, this one was crazy, man. It was so loud. This was probably the loudest that stadium been in a long time, man. And I don't care what nobody say, but nobody was expecting that beatdown. To a number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
Somebody that came here a couple weeks ago and beat you. Man, it was crazy, man. And I was even listening to the call on the Vandy call. Like, just listening to the game. And he damn near lost his voice,
he
man.
He did. And that's why this question is so great. It's up to you. It's your personal game that you will.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Never ever forget. Actually, I actually remember this game, and it was a high school game from 713. Speaking of Vince Young, Vince Young for Madison against North Shore in the Astrodome. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember it vividly. I
mean, that's what I'm saying. Some of the best ones are high school ones. 713. Y'all said no high school, but Kyler Murray absolutely destroyed us in state championships. Since then, it's been absolutely crazy.
That type of stuff is cool.
Yeah. Something
like that. I want to hear about your high school experience.
Yes, exactly.
Not right now. Right now.
There's some people mentioning some other things. Monday Night Football, Oilers, Dolphins, Earl Campbell, 199-yard, four touchdowns.
I remember that one. I was in high school. I remember watching that very vividly.
I definitely remember this one. 832, Texas Tech versus UT Crabtree to put Texas Tech in the number two ranked spot.
That was, I bet you every Texas Tech fan out there.
There's a lot
incredible.
Of Texas fans that remember that too. I will never forgive Blake Gideon. I saw Blake Gideon in high school be a quarterback and be a safety, one-handed catches and stuff. Couldn't catch one that fell in his breadbasket and ultimately let Texas Tech win that one. That was crazy. Let's see some other ones. More people mentioning that Rose Bowl. 1969, Texas, Arkansas made me a football fan for life. Okay. That's classic.
That's old school.
409 said J.J. Watt pick six playoff game.
Yep, that's the one you were talking about.
That's one,
The reason why it's hilarious, though, they said went to jail that night.
Oh wow.
Man.
DUI from the staff from PD. Okay, remembering for different reasons
might
then.
Might be a little bit TMI.
Yeah, be careful next time, man.
Yes, avoid the bookings. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not do that this year.
713, Steelers, Oilers, Mike Renfro catch. Okay, like some of y'all are getting deep into the bags.
Old school.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs Los Angeles Rams Monday night game 54-51 at the Coliseum in LA. Crazy. You said somebody's on the phone line.
Yeah, we got Scott on the line, man.
Scott, give it to us. What you got quick?
Oh, hands down, my wife went to Alabama. I went to A&M 2012 Johnny's coming out game at Alabama. We didn't even sit together at the game. and as soon as Alabama started making that comeback late in the fourth quarter, she started coming back up to our section where all the guys were sitting, saying, we're back. And then DeShazer Everett makes that pick in the end zone right in front of us. And I'd never felt so good in my life because I think Bama was number one or two at the time.
Yeah.
And it was, anyway, about 6 months later, we were divorced.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
All because Nick Saban struggled with mobile quarterbacks. Ain't that about a bee? That's crazy. Appreciate you, my man.
Wow.
Johnny, I didn't expect that one.
Johnny led to divorce.
I was just thinking, like, dang, that's a damn good marriage to be on two different teams like
well,
that.
Apparently,
work out, man.
There was a crack in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But Godspeed, man. Hope it all worked out. Look, it's a personal thing, and that's what makes it so great.
Last year, Texans, Tampa Bay. I saw someone mention Ron Dane going wild. Ron Dane running all over the Colts was the one that came in. All right, you threw in a basketball game, 832. We're talking football right now. Appreciate what you're doing. 832, Houston versus New England, 09, last game of the season. Locked in, winning the first winning season for the Texans.
Yep.
Okay. And someone also mentioned just like the very first Texans game beating the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, that was mentioned a couple times. Seth Payne, shout out to Seth Payne.
Another one too that we kind of sleep on too. The last game of the season last year against the Colts.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh yeah,
remember
that is a great one.
We was in the bar watching that game.
Yeah,
man.
It was
that
wild.
That was like a playoff atmosphere type of game.
The noise was like a stadium.
Yeah,
bar. It was wild.
It was loud. And then when that guy dropped that pass for the Colts, it was just like a celebration. It's like
I'll tell you another one I'll never forget. You reminded me when you said bar. We had a watch. watch party for Texans Bengals in 2011, the first playoff when Kevin Walter made that catch against the Bengals to clinch the first ever division playoff champion appearance by the Texans. That place, people were throwing beers in the air. People, I mean, there was glass on the floor from glasses breaking. It was wild, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's so many coming in that I'd love to shout out. I'll do my best to do that as we continue in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where I'll get you some more of y'all's favorite football games that you will not forget. But also, it's a funky football Friday, so let's go ahead and give you your NFL star games for week one. We'll do all that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.